meditations of my heart be acceptable before thee. Adonai, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Let us look at the book of Exodus, from which we will take our text this morning. This book is part of a period known as Exodus and wilderness wandering in the Old Testament history. Various lines of evidence show that the most probable date and historical setting of this book is about 1350 to 1200 BC. The book of Exodus is about God's action to deliver people of Israel from Egyptian bondage, making a covenant with them at Sinai, where laws to govern their daily life and worship were set out. Now, the text is found in the sixth chapter of the book of Exodus, beginning to read from the second verse to the end of the 13th verse. In this chapter, Moses is commissioned by God to deliver the people of Israel out of Egypt, where they have been held as slaves for many years. However, the Israelites did not want to listen to Moses.
Yes, sir.
Because of their broken spirit and their cruel bondage. We also note that this God is the same Almighty God of the patriarchs. That is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So let us read God's word as it is written in this book from the sixth chapter, reading from the second verse to the end of the 13th verse. And I'm reading from the New English Bible. God spoke to Moses and said, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But I did not let myself be known to them by my name Jehovah. Moreover, I made a covenant with them to give them Canaan, the land where they settled for a time as foreigners. And now I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, enslaved by the Egyptians, and I have called my covenant, I have recalled my covenant to mind. Say therefore to the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will release you from your labor in Egypt. I will rescue you from slavery there. I will redeem you with arm outstretched and with mighty acts of judgment. I will adopt you as my people, and I will become your God. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your God.
All right.
the God who releases you from your labors in Egypt. I will lead you to of my heart be acceptable before thee, O Adonai, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Let us look at the book of Exodus, from which we will get our text this morning. This book is about God's action deliver people of Israel from Egyptian bondage, where they have been held as slaves for many years. God is making a way for the Israelites to come out of slavery in Egypt. In our immediate scripture, we find that Moses is commissioned by God to lead Israelites out of Egypt. Moses is chosen by God as a leader of the people of Israel. So let us read God's word as it is written in chapter 6 of the book of Exodus, beginning to read from the 10th verse to the end of the 13th verse. And I'm reading from the New English Bible. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Go and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to set the Israelites free, to leave his country." Moses answered in the presence of the Lord, "If the Israelites do not listen to me, how will Pharaoh listen to such a halting speaker as I am?" Thus the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them their commission to the Israelites and to Pharaoh, namely that they should bring the Israelites out of Egypt. May God bless the reading of his word through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well now, what I would like us to consider this morning is the subject: sureness in what God has given us. Sureness in what God has given us. Have you ever seen someone who is able to walk, talk, cry, jump, put his or her clothes on, and who has his or her mind to think, but still feel that there is nothing in him or her important? I ask this question because I've seen too many of us in bondage, seeming to make our situation more hopeless than it is, in that we make too many unholy alliances with those whose aim is to keep us in bondage rather than to help us to move toward freedom. Due to lack of confidence in our own resources to free ourselves. In that we do not believe that our God has given us something worthwhile to do it for ourselves. Now, in other words, I've seen a lot of us being under oppression, appearing to make our condition more apathetic than it is, in that we form a lot of ungodlike associations with those whose objective is to keep us in oppression rather than assist us to move toward liberation. Because we do not trust in what we have to liberate ourselves. In that we do not have faith that our Lord has given us anything significant to do it for ourselves. So, all in all, what I'm trying to say is that a lot of us are in slavery, inclined to make our position more unhopeful than it is, in that we affiliate ourselves with those whose motive is to keep us enslaved rather than aiding us to move toward freedom. Due to lack of reliance on our own potentials to set ourselves free, in that we do not accept that our Creator has given us useful capacity to do it for ourselves. Now, to indicate that this problem exists among ourselves, let us look at the following example so as to illustrate that we do not believe that our God has given us something worthwhile to do it for ourselves. A group of Presbyterian ministers, black and white, came to the United States beginning of 1980 from South Africa. The three black ministers were asked by a black American taxi driver on their way between JF Kennedy Airport and LaGuardia Airport as to why they cannot free themselves from the white minority that oppresses them in that country, despite their big numbers, namely 22.3 million blacks to 4.3 million whites. They said whites are oppressing them at gunpoint, and therefore they cannot do anything to free themselves. A similar question was raised the following day at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, and they gave a similar answer. At the RHBW offices, the ITC students raised a similar question again. And they said that blacks in South Africa are looking forward to the free world to set them free. This shows that they do not believe that they can do it for themselves, despite their advantage of having big numbers as a gift from God over against a small number of their white oppressors. This problem can also be seen among students here at the ITC who do not do well in their academic work out of sheer laziness, but claim that God has not given them capacity to do well in their studies. It can also be seen right here in this homiletics class, where some of our brothers and sisters cannot grade an individual without first looking around as to how other fellow students have graded that individual. So therefore, these are good illustrations from which we can clearly see how we make our situation more hopeless than it is. In that we make unholy alliances due to lack of confidence in our own resources to free ourselves. In that we do not believe that our God has given us something worthwhile to do it for ourselves. Now, the value of recognizing our need to have sureness in what God has given us by means of having full confidence in our own resources is that it can place us in a position to believe that God has given us something worthwhile to free ourselves. Because there is just no way we can free ourselves unless we can value what our Creator has placed in our position. We have got to have confidence in our own resources. We have got to have faith in what we have. So, if we fail to recognize the need to have sureness in what God has given us, that will lead us to continue aligning ourselves with our oppressors. It will also lead us to lose confidence in our own resources. It will lead us to continue not believing that God has given us anything significant. And finally, it will lead to perpetual oppression. So therefore, my friends, in the light of the fact that this problem will eventually lead us to perpetual oppression, let us deliberate on three necessary alternatives relative to sureness in what God has given us, so that we can believe that God has given us something worthwhile to free ourselves and not allow ourselves to be allied with those who want to prevent us from being free and our God. Now, the first alternative we must decide upon relative to sureness in what God has given us has to do with taking an accurate assessment or an inventory of our abilities we got going for us. By means of reflecting on our natural resources, those things that we know we have abundantly, so that we can know our strength or our capabilities in order that we can believe that God has given us something worthwhile to free ourselves and not allow ourselves to be allied with those who want to prevent us from being free and our God. So what I'm saying is that we must re-examine our potentials that we have within us by means of searching the amount of gifts and skills that we tremendously have, so that we can know our power in order that we can have faith that the Creator has given us something significant to liberate ourselves and not permit ourselves to be associated with those who wish to prohibit us from being liberated under our Creator. We need to reflect upon our natural resources that we have. We need to reflect upon our free-given abilities that we have. Well now, a good example of how we can reflect on our natural resources of free-given abilities that we have can be vividly seen in the same example of those black Presbyterian ministers who clearly indicate that they have lost hope or confidence in themselves in terms of what they have and fail to recognize that they need to believe that God has given them something very valuable, namely numbers, to free themselves from their oppressors and not be dependent upon anyone else other than themselves under the Almighty God. So, it is also true of students here in this homiletic class that will not depend on others to grade someone once they discover that that God has given them something worthwhile to do it for themselves. So therefore, these are good examples of how we can overcome the problem of not believing that God has given us anything worthwhile to do it for ourselves. By means of reflecting upon what our resources are, so that we can be able to set ourselves free. Now, the value of us deciding upon taking an assessment of our abilities we got going for us, by means of reflecting upon our natural resources, has to do with the fact that if we are to have full confidence in what we have, then we must decide upon what we can do and what we cannot do, and concentrate on that so that we can believe that God has given us something worthwhile to liberate ourselves. So, then the second alternative we must decide upon, relative to sureness in what God has given us, has to do with our deciding to employ our findings about our resources that we have, by way of constructing a viable program to help us use what we have successfully, so that we can believe that God has given us something worthwhile to free ourselves, and not allow ourselves to be allied with those who want to prevent us from being free under our God. So, what I'm trying to say is this. We must decide to utilize what we have discovered about things that we have by means of implementing a workable plan that will help us use what we have progressively so that we can have faith that our Lord has endowed us with significant gifts to liberate ourselves and stop associating ourselves with those whose aim is to keep us away from being liberated under our law. implement a workable plan. Well now, an example of creating an acceptable plan or program to help us believe that God has given us something worthwhile to do it for ourselves can be seen, for instance, in those black ministers. They decided to respond to issues addressed to them in their own way relative to their suffering experience. They started saying things that contradicted their white counterparts. They went home fully convinced that they were going to implement programs in their churches that will help blacks begin to believe that God has given them numbers that could set them free if they work together in solidarity under God. So, therefore, this illustrates how we can overcome this problem by means of employing a viable program in order that we can liberate ourselves. Now, the value of utilizing our resources by means of creating an acceptable plan to help us use what we have successfully has to do with the fact that if we want to be independent and free, if we want to believe in what we have, then we must decide on developing a method that will lead us to permanent freedom. Now, the third and final alternative we must decide upon relative to sureness in what God has given us has to do with our serious need to have a genuine faith. By appealing to God's power from on high to undergird our resources, so that we can sincerely believe that God has given us something worthwhile to free ourselves and not allow ourselves to be allied with those who want to prevent us from being free under our God. So what I mean is that we desperately need to have a dedicated soul by petitioning the Creator for his divine strength from above to support what we have, so that we can honestly trust that God has given us significant things to liberate ourselves and avoid associating ourselves with those who desire to prohibit us from becoming liberated under our Creator. My friends, we need to appeal to God's power from on high. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, we need to petition the Creator for his divine strength from above. Yeah. Well now, an example of appealing to God's power from on high to help us believe that our Lord has given us something worthwhile to do it for ourselves can be seen, for instance, in one of my life experiences. I had reached a point in my life when I had lost confidence in my own resources. I had my mind to think. I could talk and even lie, for that matter. I could drink, and even the hardest or strongest drinks to drink. But still felt that there was nothing in me significant. But one day, I turned around and remembered how I was brought up by my parents. They had taught me to pray every morning and every evening, to commit my sorrows and my joys to our Maker, to ask for strength when in weakness, to pray for His support when things are a bit shaky. I decided to add a third hour, namely the hour at noon. And I said, Lord, if you can give me power to let me use what you have given me and believe in what I have, I will always meditate about you in every hour of the day, in addition to my prayer schedule of morning, noon, and evening. Things worked out for me, my friends. And that is why I'm here before you this morning. So, therefore, this illustrates how we can use what we have, believe in what we have, by means of appealing to our Father in heaven for His unlimited power to undergird our resources so that we can be liberated. Now, the value of our serious need to have a genuine faith by means of praying to our God for His power from on high to help us support what we have has to do with the fact that if we want to be independent and free, if we want to believe in what we have and use it successfully, then we must decide on making it our responsibility to pray for God's power from above. In the morning, at noon, and at bedtime, every day in our lives. Well now, my friends, in conclusion, I would like to suggest that we decide on one, just one, of the two following choices. We either decide to have confidence in what God has given us, or remain in bondage for the rest of our life. But as for me, I've decided on having full confidence in what God has given us. Because I know now in whom I have belief. What about you? What about you?